What began with a small disorganized protest on Wall Street in Lower Manhattan here in New York has grown today to demonstrations nationwide against corporate greed. From New York to LA, even up in Maine, people took to the streets to express their anger and make sure their message is heard. But what exactly is their message? We sent NBC's Michelle Franzen to find out.
We are the 99%.
2 weeks and counting. Several hundred faithful protesters continue to camp out at a park near Wall Street. Their numbers grow each day, fueled by the power of social media, a few scuffles with NYPD, and the common thread of discontent over high unemployment and distrust of government and corporations.
There's something unjust going on right now in this economy, in this society.
John Avitable drove from Connecticut to speak out.
Because we can't pay for big expensive lobbyists to work for what we want.
The sit-in has turned into a small community, complete with a food kitchen and media center. But by design, there is no one leader of this group and no organized set of demands.
We're each doing our own thing, but we're doing it together. We're coming together and we're saying things need to be changed. How are we going to do this?
Protesters may still be working to define their message, but the complaints of corporate greed and social inequality are resonating far beyond the streets of New York.
We are the 99%.
In Los Angeles today, protesters took to the streets to show solidarity.
I can't travel to D.C., I can't travel to New York, so I think it's great that we are doing this in cities across the United States.
Even in Portland, Maine, 100 people turned out. The movement, labor experts say, is also gaining the attention of high-profile activists like Michael Moore and union leaders, backing that could elevate the conversation to the political stage.
This is a liberal version of the Tea Party, especially with young people who are getting mobilized and expressing their grievances. I think this could potentially carry over into the 2012 elections and get people to the polls.
So far, the protesters say they are just getting started. Michelle Franzen.